like how it looks.
Okay.
How it's supposed to, like, all without right. the code and just like okay. the user feature.
Okay, so this is like the, just drawn up.
And I have to like annotate it. So am I recording? I think I am. Yeah. Okay. So
we being recorded here.
Sorry.
We being recorded. You gotta let me know that whenever you do.
Oh,
that,
okay,
you know,
okay, sure. Yeah.
It could be used against me.
And okay, sure. So for my program, basically the first part of it is like inputting data into the program, right?
Yep.
And so this is the first like data input like tab is gonna look like. So for the first one, it's gonna be an import list. So it's just gonna be you just open the file for So you open the CSV file from the Excel sheets,
okay.
like the table data.
Yeah.
And it's just gonna import right away.
Okay.
So you don't have to like manually input people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. And any feedback on this
the
page?
The people who have signed up, you mean, for the tutors or whatever?
Yeah, so because you have it on the Excel sheet, right? So I guess the quickest way for you would be to just download the Excel file.
Okay.
Just open it right away.
Okay.
Any way to make it better?
Okay, so data input, rank tutor matches for 2T, pair several tutors or 2T. Are you going to talk about these later?
Yeah,
or
later.
Just, okay.
Because I need to annotate each page. So
that's fine.
That's fine?
Okay.
He told us to just write fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the next one. So this is, I doubt you'll ever use it because like you probably use the Excel way to do it because it's easier that way, right? But
and what is this program if it's not Excel?
Oh, this is just you putting them manually.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So just in case you would ever want to put it manually,
okay.
then you can just get the student form right away and just
okay.
put it right away directly. Okay. And do you think there's anything else I have to add into this?
Okay, so this is all their core components. So we've got English, math, world studies, science, economics, geography, physics, chemistry, that's what they'd be studying. Yeah, so I guess the bottom one is other, right?
Yeah,
so you
other.
Put other with
okay,
the
sure.
box, yeah.
And
then here, in available times, put available day / times. The day is more important than the times because it's usually right after
right.
the...
Do you think it's better if I just kind of put it as a table, as like date, time? Because like right now I just have it as a list.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. And this is just like special things
okay.
if you want to take
yeah.
notes of. Anything
you
else?
You can even just put notes if you want.
Okay, sure.
Okay, they're all. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, it's good.
Okay. And I think. Wait. It's kind of weird. I'll just go to the. I think I didn't print one of the. Yeah, so this is the other page, but it's basically similar.
Okay.
This is just 2D and this is tutor. So I guess it's pretty similar.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, just
okay.
same changes.
Yep.
Yeah, so I guess the same change applies. For,
sure.
Yeah.
You can actually even, too, you can put 2T, 2T grade, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, grade
yeah,
preference.
Yeah, grade, and then grade preference.
So the 2T is what preference are they looking at there?
So like I think I should change this to range, right? Range of grade levels that they prefer. But like so like if I'm like a 2D, that's like
you're an
8th
grader.
Yeah, 8th grader.
Okay.
Then I want to be paired up with like a
10 to 12
grader,
or something.
Yeah, 12,
yeah, so make that
so
a
range.
Range.
Yeah. Range.
Okay.
Yeah, and I should probably do the same
yep,
here.
Yep.
Range. Do you think there's anything else?
That's pretty good, I think.
Okay.
So is that the page you didn't print? Pretty much the same page.
Yeah, it's just the same
yeah,
page. I forgot to print it in this color. And this is the second tab, like the second major tab.
Okay.
Like the ranking tutor like matches for 2D.
Okay.
So for this one it would be you just want one match to be formed. So it's not like several matches at once.
Okay.
So you just put in the 2D name, you search it up, and you're gonna get it, and you click it, and then you're just gonna get the search result here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, like something similar to this, but like when you click here, it's just gonna open up the details. just okay. to make you sure that the match was right.
Okay, so then the you say it's only give you one, but
yeah, so it ranks it up down, but then like I guess you can see the top three choices if you want to just make sure.
Yeah, because that's yeah. good because mm-hmm. I want to see you know. Not everyone who's selected will probably be able to yeah. do it, so it right. is good to give the like as many matches yeah. as possible.
So yeah. I'll rank all
okay.
of them.
Okay.
So
if nothing comes out, then they just have to broaden their search, then right or whatever.
So, sorry.
If nothing comes out, then you have to go back to the 2T, and they have to broaden their search, then right. In other words, if they say I want a 10th or 11th grader.
No, I think I'm going to, like, all the available 2Ds, like, tutors are going to come out. So, but, like, it would be, like, so if the 2D, like 2D wanted, like, a 9th grader to 10th grader, a 10th grader to 11th grader, but then there's only, like, 12th graders, uh-huh. then I guess, and then because I'll weigh the different criterias, right? Like, mm-hmm. like, scheduling is the biggest one,
okay.
and like subject is the biggest one,
yeah.
and then like there are the other things that are more minor.
Yeah.
So I guess my plan would be, it ranks out everything, but it's not gonna be perfect, like even for the top choice if there aren't those tutors available.
Okay.
So, but it'll show all the options.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can I guess compare the top three and just pair. Yeah, I think I'll probably need like a. Yeah. Do you think I should have like a button for like pairing? So because. When you pair, then like that 2T won't be available for that time, right?
If you pair,
yeah.
that 2T won't be available for that time.
Like no, like the tutor, like it's because like when you pair the tutors and 2Ds, that time is gonna be now filled, and then that tutor is not gonna be available for that time. So that has to disappear from the tutor's like available schedule. So do you think there should be like a button where it's just like. Yeah, I think I should have like a button.
I think you understand what you're trying to say better than
yeah.
I understand
okay,
what
okay.
you're trying to say. Yeah.
So I think so when you pair the tutors and 2Ds, which is what I'm trying to do,
okay.
then the tutor will no longer be available
at that time.
Right. And he won't like well let's say if student A was available for between 2:30 to 3 Monday and 2:30 to 3 Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has a 2T and 2:30 to 3 Monday,
uh-huh.
and the only time available is Wednesday.
But he still has to be available for that Wednesday.
Yeah,
but he's out on the Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll probably need to have like a button where it's like you actually pair when because this is individual, right?
Uh-huh.
And then if you pair it, then that person like you'll make
they're
the change.
They're eliminated
yeah.
from that
yeah.
time and they're yeah they have to
yeah.
go somewhere where it's done, right?
Yeah.
This is the group. These are the
yeah. Right.
Set
yeah.
people set times yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I forgot.
These guys are in the green light area.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then I guess I can have like, for these page like these import pages like I don't have like paired right,
mm-hmm.
but then I'll probably add it in my program another kind of variable that says paired.
Okay.
So what that shows. They're just not going to show up here at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'll
for
just
sure.
make that change. Yeah. And this is the last page of the thing, and this is where, like, the beginning of the year, you have all these forms, like, you have your Excel sheet ready,
mm-hmm.
and this is maybe for, like, right after you just download the Excel file,
mm-hmm.
just go here, and if you have, let's say, 22 Ts and 30 tutors, you just put in the number, and then I'll generate the pair just automatically, so using the same algorithm.
Okay.
But for this one, they're all going to be, like, pre-paired.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Given the data that they've input.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And, yeah. Do you think there's anything else that we have to? Because I think I would want more flexibility on how you like, which kind of like categories you would like prioritize,
mm-hmm.
like with between all these data. But I mean, obviously, like I will weight the schedule and the interested subject most. But if,
yes.
Yeah, but like, do you think there needs to be an option for like how you want to sort it, like how you want to pair these people? Like, do you think there will be, like, different criteria of how you would want to prepare it?
Well, let's see. I would say that, yeah, so it's the subject,
mm-hmm.
It's the day, it's like high school versus middle school is what I have here.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are all middle school.
These guys, I think you forgot school. To share the folder, because I don't have, like, the file,
wanna,
I don't.
You want to take a look at this?
Yeah, because honestly, you would prefer if all this, like, manual input match up to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I'm giving more flexibility, but if your Excel sheet limits us to that, then I should probably follow it to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can.
Yeah.
And the other one, let's see what's missing on there is that, so this is subject, the times, but also, yeah, the grades that each wants. It has to be the grade that the high school's, that the tutor wants as mm-hmm. well, right?
Right.
As
yeah.
the 2D. If the tutor doesn't want to tutor any sixth graders,
yeah.
Doesn't matter what the 2T wants.
Yeah, so first here, did you just limit it to MS and HS? So tutor.
No, I have MS, HS, I have Panther Block. These guys are Panther Block only.
Oh, so that's another distinction yeah. criteria, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wait, I'll take that.
Yeah, you have to put that in, and then
yeah.
there's one other one, too.
It's Panther Block or not Panther Block?
Panther Block. Middle school. There's actually, like, five, okay?
Okay.
Ready? There's middle school.
Yeah.
There's high school.
Mm-hmm.
Both one-to-one.
Okay.
Right? Okay, then there's Panther Block.
Panther Block.
Okay. Then there's actually middle school / high school. They're willing to do either.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
And then there's sense. Also middle school, the equivalent of Panther Block, middle school on call, right? Because there's a room that kids can go to be on call, just like for Panther Block.
And this is for
after school for middle school.
HS, MS on call.
MS is on call after school.
After school.
HS is on call during Panther Block, right?
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. So there's five.
Okay.
Let me share this with you. Okay, let's see, did I share this with you already? Let's see.
And I guess for subjects also, you would prefer if...
What's your student ID number?
19826.
Oh, there's Zoe DuPont, okay. So I think that actually... All right, so let's see. What is it?
19826.
826.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, if I just have you
yeah.
Look at it?
Yeah, sure.
Is that all right?
Yep.
Because that makes only
yeah.
basically only makes sense to me.
Yeah,
so.
Of course, yeah.
okay.
Could you, so for the subjects also, right? Like interested subjects,
mm-hmm.
It's probably better if I follow your code, right? Like
okay.
your, like so it's Chinese, French. I'll
oh, yes.
I'll list
yes,
all these subjects. Yeah.
That. I got math, social studies, English, Spanish, French. You don't have to put, there's one here that says reading, writing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that. English is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the only one that's like, yeah, there's science, French. I have Chinese and I have Mandarin, but
uh-huh.
you can just use one of those. That's fine.
Okay, sure. Yeah. For, there seems to be blank ones. What for those, is it just, or is it just 2Ds?
That's for what these are guys who've already been matched.
Oh,
so
have, okay.
Everybody's all the 2Ts are on here, and they're matched for their subject.
Okay.
These guys are still waiting for 2Ts. These are tutors
okay.
who are still waiting. Yeah, and then the Panther Block guys are, their subjects are here, but there's
mm-hmm.
no subjects here because they're available for these subjects, but.
Because I can't see like all the like ones you would have put. Can you just tell me like what are the
yeah.
kind of like the codes you use for all the subjects? So like what subject name you use? Because it's easier that way in the algorithm.
Yeah, just you can take a look at that. But there's everything. Like there's music here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that could
okay.
be other. right? That could be other. If there's one guy doing music, I don't think you need a category for it. That could be other, right?
Yep.
And most of them are math, English. Like, there's world studies here, but social studies is fine.
Okay, makes sense.
That's for me to clean up, or actually you're cleaning that up for me by doing this. Yeah. Okay? It's all math, science, English stuff.
Well, I think I could also have, like, a... Like, when I import the file, I'll try to make an algorithm behind it to maybe filter out synonyms so they don't have to, like, they won't just show up world studies and social studies
cool.
for different people.
Yeah, good. Social studies would be better, right?
Yeah.
Just because it's more general, and if somebody wants help with, you know, seventh grade, it's, you know, world studies is just the name of a ninth and a tenth grade class, right?
Yeah.
So social studies is better.
Those are the changes I'll need to make for the
good. Cool.
And
thanks.
Yeah. For this page, do you think it's fine? And like the prior like ranking.
Number of tutors. Number of tutees. Generate pairs.
And I should probably need like another information section of the pair, right? Like when they'll meet, when they.
Yeah. Time and. So do you have a rank order of, like, the priorities?
Because
this would be one,
mm-hmm.
and then that would be two, I think.
Yeah, right? And so basically, like, for here, I mean, I thought that you'd probably just want one where, like, just, like, I sort the weighting out. Mm-hmm. So if you do all factors, then, like, all of, like, the most important ones will be prioritized.
Oh, I
and
see.
And then it'll go.
Yes.
But then...
Yeah.
For this one, it's more of just prioritize schedule and just get that list.
Okay.
Do you think there will ever be a need where you want just prioritize schedule or just prioritize interest subjects?
No, probably
okay.
not.
So I don't need these. And I can just have a generate pairs button, right?
Okay, I see. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
And do you think there's anything, like any other kind of unique scenarios where you need to pair and you might want to, maybe change it?
I guess that probably you could just run the program, and if there is, I can figure it
out.
Right?
Okay, sure. I think that's pretty much it for the like how the prototype's gonna look like.
Okay.
And I think a part of my IA asks about like what would be like the success criteria for my like program.
Mm-hmm.
Like what how you would define a successful program.
Mm-hmm.
So I think do you think there are any like because I have to like directly reference like what you say about like what you want in my program.
Mm-hmm.
So it could just like list kind of the things you want.
Well, it's simple. It's all two T's get matched with the appropriate two.
Yeah.
That's basically all there is to it, right? And then it's beyond your purview, but you know, if that continues forward, if we get kids who get matched up and they actually do it all semester or whatever, but that's that's not got anything to do with the program. It's got more to do with like middle school kids knowing what days they have free and stuff. So, you know, they change their activities every quarter and then they don't tell anyone and then they don't show up to tutoring. But that's middle school, right?
Yeah. Well, then, do you think... I probably want, like, a remove button, right? From like, because there will be people who drop out. Yeah, okay, I'll probably have to have that,
yeah,
too.
That's probably a good idea. I have had a couple kids drop out. Middle schoolers mostly who, either their schedules change or they're not interested anymore. They say they don't have the class or because they have quarterly classes stuff like that. Yeah.
So would you suggest for that page how it's gonna how it'll look like? Do you think I'll have like a So basically, like, you can search up, I mean, you can just look at the tutor sheet and just click any one of them and just remove. Or is there, like, another way?
Yeah, well, I mean, probably some of them will still want them on the list, probably, just because, you know, they may come back or something like that. So it might be, rather than remove, it might
not
be
available.
Not available,
okay.
And, you know, what's changed or something like
okay.
that. Different days or different, you know.
All right, then I'll also have, like, yeah, I'll also need, like, another tab for changing data.
Yeah, for sure.
But for me, I was kind of thinking, like, because you would direct, you should, like, it's kind of rare. I mean, I could put it as, like, a manual section, and because I guess it's better to have it that way. But, like, for me, I was kind of thinking that, like, you'd use the Excel sheet dominantly, and all you have to do is just import each time you make, like, I guess several changes at a time, right? But
yeah.
I can add that.
Yeah, just think about
tape.
That,
yeah.
Whether it's less work or more, yeah.
Okay, so, and I think one thing...
Fisherman's Friend?
Oh, no, I don't like it. So the last thing I think I was thinking of is maybe having, like, a... Like, actually run my program and see... So, like, I guess one of the best ways to, I guess, measure the success would be if you... There's, like, a data, and then you make your judgment and, like, pair them up,
mm-hmm.
and you can compare it with my code. And maybe see how they match.
Yeah.
And that might, I guess, judge how successful it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because we got to just import all this in and see what happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, that's the end of the interview.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
all
you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your help.
Thank you.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you. And I think the housing, I think, I mean, I still haven't, like, told my mom, yeah, I decided it's going to be Miss Jill, but, like, I think